I'm going to do something to you.
Hey, don't laugh. My mentor is watching. She's right over there. Pretend to be scared, okay?
Ooh, I'm a ghostie.
I don't know. Just scream, oh no, and run away or something. What do you mean that doesn't sound realistic? Okay, just do what feels like a natural scared person would do. I'll even turn up the scare factor.
Ooh, you're going to meet your doom.
Quick, go. I'll find you later. Nice. Mentor, I did it. I scared them. Did you see the look on their face? Welcome home, person. I didn't mean to startle you. Sorry, I'm just so excited, and I've been waiting for you all evening. Guess what? I did it. I really did it. Well, I guess we did it, but we did it, person. We really did it. What? Oh, we passed the course, of course. I passed my scare test. Now I'm officially considered a spooky ghost. Isn't that fantastic? See, I've been studying really hard about being a good ghost and learning my haunt history. I'm good at a lot of stuff. I got a B+ in Noises of the Fright, and I got an A- in Phases of Travel. Then I got a solid A in Chills. They aren't self-explanatory? Well, of course I can tell you about them. Noises of the Fright is a lesson on how to make spooky noises like chain rattles or creepy whines or screams. I was pretty terrible at it at first. I actually failed the first time I took it. Instead of scary noises, I kept accidentally making music play. Songs by Blackpink and Timmy Trumpet or the ones from Hamilton the musical would blare from the walls instead of spooks. The first time I tried to freak a person out with sound, I got nervous and instead made the room where it happened played. Yeah, it was a total bop, but I failed the test. The second time I took it, I studied really hard by listening to only scary sounds instead of music to help me focus. Do you like music? What kind? Well, I could play some for you, you know. Any song you want that I know. Can you imagine how cool it'd be if you walked into school and Savage, Sassy, Moody, Nasty started playing? Is that song still popular? I'm a little rusty on current songs, one of the downsides of being absorbed into school. I haven't had time to catch up on pop culture, music, and memes. Maybe later you and I could hang out. You could catch me up to speed before I go to my next lesson. Oh, right, I was explaining things. Phases of Travel is an easy one. It's just going through walls and floors and stuff. It's a pretty confusing trick to do, though. One time I would do it perfectly, and then the next time I'd be stuck halfway through a door and need rescuing. Just a pro tip, though, if you ever think a specific piece of furniture is haunted, it's probably a ghost stuck trying to phase through it. I mean, you can't help it, but I just thought you should know. Oh, and chills. That lesson was super easy. Think negative thoughts and the temperature goes down in a room. It was super easy for me since I'm pretty pessimistic anyways. Plus, you know, I'm dead. It's pretty depressing sometimes. Anyway, yeah. There are a few other classes, but the point is, I'm officially a spooky ghost now. And the next level is haunt. I think it'll be hard for me to get there. The class is more scary-based and more like poltergeist activity kind of stuff. I couldn't even really scare you, so I know I'll have to work extra hard. Oh. Hey. Speaking of which, why weren't you scared? An invisible voice in chains doesn't scare you? You think I'm cute. I'm not cute, I'm scary. I'm literally labeled as a spooky... Wait. Can you? Can you see me? This whole time? I thought you were just hearing my voice. I had no idea you could see me. Wait. How do I know you're not lying? Okay, I'm going to hold up a certain number of fingers and you copy me, okay? Ready? Set. Go. Oh my god. Oh my god, holy crap, you can see me. Don't look too close. This is so embarrassing. Stop, you'll make me turn pink. Huh? Oh. Ghosts can turn colors based on emotions. That's not the point. Is it me? Am I doing something weird? This would be a super advanced skill. I know I'm not that skilled. Unless I am? Have you ever seen any other ghosts? Any floating orbs or people like me? Really? Wow. You know what this means, right? Wow, I can't believe I'm meeting you. This is incredible. You're like a unicorn. To think I'd seriously get so lucky to pick you as my first human to scare. What? It means you're a medium, silly. You can talk to the dead. You must be really strong if you can even see us. I've read books on mediums, but I never thought I'd actually meet a real one. I mean, there are plenty of fake ones out there just looking for money and stuff, but genuine mediums are super rare, and sometimes don't even know they're mediums. But sometimes they go crazy. I guess that's something you should know. I mean, you're so rare it makes normal people think you're crazy if you talk about it to them. It's kind of like a super secret power. Isn't that cool? Yeah, we can totally read up on it together. Maybe I can help you understand your abilities better. It'll take some time and some candles, but we could practice. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll buy you some candles. Wait, oh, I don't have money. Okay, you buy the candles, and I'll fly away, and you can practice summoning me. Just make sure to blow out the candles if the room feels cooler to you, okay? Wouldn't want you summoning the wrong spirit, yeah? Well, you've seen the movies, right? They're not horribly far off when it comes to seances. Bad things can come out of those. Normal people can't feel the warning signs like true mediums until it's too late. You should be able to feel them before they even come through the opening you create, though. Don't worry. I'll teach you all the warning signs of bad spirits that I know. That way you'll be safe. Do you want to start tomorrow? I'd say tonight, but I'm kind of tired after today and just want to float around for a while. It was really stressful, you know? Huh? Me? Well, I think my name was Sable? Mabel? Sable sounds more like it. It's hard to recall now. My memories of being alive are fading away the longer I exist. Yeah. Eventually I won't remember any of my life as a living, breathing person. It's better to forget, though, or I might become a hollow. Oh, a hollow is a ghost who clung too hard to their human life. All they do is scream. They don't even look like normal ghosts. They look rotted, like they're still in their human bodies as they decompose. It's very sad to see them. They can't do you any harm, however, like a poltergeist can. They didn't even try to learn to become ghosts. They tried to stay human. That's why I have to study hard. This is my new life. Well, life if you will. I have to embrace it and make the most of it. When I was alive? Oh, I was a soccer player for my university. I was a center defender and I was really good at it. I was trying to get my bachelor's in animal science, but, you know, that was all before the accident. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn blue on you. I really do miss living things like food and touch. I miss hugs. Ghosts aren't very good at comforting each other like people are. But I don't like to think about it. That was the old me. The new me is a ghost, and I'm embracing it. It's okay to change, you know? It's kind of like second puberty without the period cramps or weird voice changes. Sometimes things out of your control happen, and you just have to work with them instead of fighting them. Anyways, I should get going. I've been here long enough. We're both going to need rest. I'll see you tomorrow, though, right? For practice? Good. Okay, see you then. Oh, and thanks for playing along this morning. I really appreciate what you did. I'm glad I chose you to scare.